Why do we work? Why do we get up every day and engage in avodah? Think about it. Hi, I'm Nate Mendel, and you are listening to Humble Brag. Have you thought about it? Why do we get up every day and toil? 9 to 5, for some, many more hours. What is it all about? And this is not a trick question. I mean, practically, straightforward. The answer is to make ends meet, right? We need to work to put food on the table, to pay our bills, to make ends meet. Needless to say, one can argue that we should work because we need a healthy schedule. It feels good. It's good to work. It's good to have a schedule. And while all of that is true, it isn't necessary for us to work in order to have a schedule, in order for us to have goals. There are plenty of people who have goals outside of the work environment entirely. For example, you can have a goal to walk the entire Appalachian Trail, and you won't get paid for it. So it is possible to keep ourselves busy, but we work to make money. We need money so that we could afford our lives. And then once we start working and we're in the work environment, we begin to ponder building our own business, building wealth, growing and scaling monetarily. Why do we do that? Again, not a trick question. We simply do it because we want to multiply. We want to have more monetary wealth so that we could do more things with the money, so that we can play with the money, so to speak, right? We build the business so that we could potentially make a lot more money. And then what do we plan on doing with that money? Well, for most people, it's just more investments, purchasing property, savings, stocks, so on and so forth, right? So we commit ourselves to thousands upon thousands of hours of hard work, either in a 9 to 5 or building our own business, all of it with the objective to become wealthy, to have so much wealth monetarily that we could play, you know, quote unquote, play with our money. But wait a second. If the goal is to play with our money in that respect, don't you think that there may be a way to skip all the hard work and just go straight to playing with the money? Welcome to cryptocurrency. Welcome to cryptocurrency. I want you to throw out everything that you think you know about cryptocurrency, the blockchain, the technology, how it kind of resembles a volatile stock market. Forget all of it. Think about what I just said, what I just presented, and then think about cryptocurrency. Traditionally, the way to build wealth, granted you don't come from wealth, granted, you can't skip those steps and go straight into playing with money, so to speak. If you don't have that outlet, the traditional way to get to the point where you could play with money, in other words, invest, buy property, buy stocks, possibly 4X trading, the way to get there would be to build upon yourself. Good job, promotions, perhaps open your own business, scale it, earn a lot of money, start investing that money, and grow from there. That was traditionally one of the only ways you can achieve this. What I would like to present to you is the notion that cryptocurrency has introduced a way to skip all of that and to go straight to playing with the money. Now, you could hate it, love it, agree with it, disagree with it. The fact is, there are millions of people, many of which are young, who are doing it. So whether you think it's some type of scam, something that's not going to last, something that has no value, so on and so forth, is irrelevant. You have millions of people who are actively doing it. In the past 10 years, we've seen more individuals become millionaires than ever before, especially in the young crowds, because they aren't coming with all these preconceptions about how to build wealth, hard work. They're simply growing up in the internet age. They're getting these early indicators online from groups and Reddits and Discord and Telegram, and they just jump on it. Next thing you know, this nobody 18, 21-year-old is a multimillionaire from crypto. The kid never worked a day in his life. And then we have people on our side pontificating on whether or not it's good, it's not good, it's going to go somewhere, it's not going to go somewhere, so on and so forth. I previously recorded an episode regarding cryptocurrency, where I run through from a bird's eye view the power of the technology of the blockchain. If I remember correctly, I would imagine, I don't remember exactly what I discussed, but I imagine that I discussed how powerful the actual technology is, the utility it factually has. And I believe I said then, and I would say now again, that it's not going anywhere. This would be akin to the early stages of any technology, possibly internet, or say when social media came on the scene. It took some years to gain traction, but blockchain technology is a very powerful technology, and it's already being implemented into platforms, applications, industries, and it's just going to continue to be implemented. I don't want to get into the technicalities of it. Like I said, I have a previous episode. We could learn about it from a very bird's eye perspective without getting into the complex terminology, basically for a novice. So it is a very powerful technology. It is slowly gaining market traction. We're way beyond proof of concept, if you think about the whole industry. And with what's taking place in the world today, fake news, social media, TV anchors on a decline, younger generations getting their information from untrustworthy sources. We have an information problem. I've discussed this. All of these phenomena is only serving to further solidify the need for blockchain technology to be implemented. Blockchain technology solves a lot of these problems. We have a centralization problem where huge conglomerates control information, censorship, free speech, and not even in the free speech domain, governments with so much power and control. And we see the ramifications of this in day-to-day politics. Blockchain technology decentralizes systems. That's precisely what the technology is. So a lot of the issues that we have are a symptom of centralization. Blockchain technology comes along and says, let's decentralize things. That's why it's so powerful, it's so needed, and it's one of the reasons why it just continues to be implemented more and more, because so many of our problems now stem from centralization. But I want to focus on the narrative surrounding the way we stereotypically think about any new technology, any new risk. A typical person who is already above the age of 30, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, they're not likely going to drop what they're doing and get into crypto full-time and make it their job or their business. And I understand that, because we feel that our security is in the experience that we have, the hard work we've put in. We could replicate it. There's a demand for it. We're in a comfort zone. But even if we don't completely take advantage of the fact that crypto is still in its early stages, and you could still get in early and really get involved, you can still take advantage of its market, similar to the way that you may invest in stocks, Forex, or other types of savings. There is a way to modestly invest in crypto with long-term goals and benefit from what's going to happen in the market, what has happened and what will continue to happen. The core difference between the crypto market and traditional stocks is that the crypto market is volatile. And that's what makes it so appealing. For some people, it's like, no, it's way too volatile for me. Let me stay away from it. Because it is so volatile, that is the very reason that you could win so big. I will say that I'm not speaking from experience. I haven't played enough with crypto myself. I don't have the funds to do so yet to come from a place of experience and say that, you know, after playing with millions of dollars with crypto, here's the outcome. I'm just sharing my perspective and understanding from observing the industry in general and watching what's going on. Funny enough, the first piece of real estate I ever purchased was a piece of land, L-A-N-D, which was a NFT. There's a crypto called Sand, S-A-N-D, and they created a game, I think, a blockchain game called Land, and you were able to purchase like plots of land completely digital. And before crypto crashed this past time, everything was just going crazy. I'm like, hey, let me purchase a piece of land. I purchased a piece of land for about $1,500. And within a month or two, I sold it for somewhere between $5,000 and $7,000. So off the top of my head, it was a 5-6x multiple in return on my investment. So oddly enough, the first piece of real estate I purchased was a digital piece of real estate, and I didn't make 50% profit, 100%. I made 5, 6, 7x on it. Now, the market did crash, but as always, the time to purchase a lot of crypto was after it crashed. There was this irrational fear in people's minds that, you know, this is it. It's not going to come back. So not a ton of people poured money into it, but it did come back. And if you would have just bought anything, even these stupid meme coins like Dogecoin, Sheeb, if you would have just dumped in 5, 10, 15, 20 grand and waited 2 years until now, when it shot back up, the return is unbelievable. And to go from the opposite side and say, but what's if it would have completely gone under? And for, it's so unlikely that that will happen. There are so many billions of dollars in these markets. There are so many people invested in it. There's so much backing it and behind it. The notion that it's just going to like die out completely and become a non-entity is irrational. The time to buy crypto is when it's all the way down. So crypto shoots up now again. People get excited. Stop getting excited when it shoots up. Get excited when it falls down. And this will happen again. The crash we saw 2 years ago is going to happen now again because Bitcoin reached its all-time high, 68,000, I think, somewhere in that range. This might go on for a few weeks, a few months, up, down, which it always does. It's going to crash, and that's what you're waiting for. Don't buy now. Wait for it to crash again. Now, when it crashes, that's when you buy. If you want crazy returns, you buy the cheap coins. If you want something that's more stable and secure, you could purchase like Ethereum or Bitcoin. But you know, Bitcoin, for example, if you purchase Bitcoin at 30,000 and then it goes up to 60, you might make 1x on it. Whereas if you put that same money into a coin that 10x is, right, it's a completely different ballgame. Anyway, so not to dwell too long on that, I just wanted to point out that there is a time to purchase. The time to purchase crypto is when it's down. When everyone else pulled out and freaked out, that's when you purchase. But you have to have patience. Two things, there's one of two ways to go about it. One is that you purchase when it's down, and then when it shoots up, which it will inevitably, within 1, 2, 3 years, it shoots back up, you cash out then, or you leave it in. And you do the long, long game, because in the long run, what's happening is crypto, the entire market in general, is going up and it will continue to go up. All indications point to the fact that it's just going to continue to go up. So if that's the case, you could either say, hey, I'm going to invest 10 grand and I'm going to wait 10 years. In 10 years, you should have real good returns on that 10 grand. The other way is I'm going to invest 10 grand. In 2 years, when it shoots back up, I'll pull out. Wait for it to drop again. It could take a year. This is why I'm saying you have to have a lot of patience. This is not day-to-day trading. Although you can make a lot of money, as I started out by saying, these kids, they just made playing with money their job. They may start out with $1,000 or $5,000, but once you get into a rhythm of buying, selling, and you own a lot of digital assets, they live off of this. This is not theoretical. There are millions of people who, this is what they do for a living. But say you're not interested in any of that. You could purchase for 10 grand, wait for it to go up, sell. When it drops back, put the money that you just made 10x. Now put your 100 grand back in. So over the course of, say, 3 or 4 runs and then dumps, you might be at like 100 or 200x on your investment. There really isn't any other means to get these types of returns in our times. Stock market is not going to give you that. Forex trading is not going to give you that. In any event, I want to go back to what I started with, which is the mindset. I'm not saying that it's good, it's bad, it's this, it's that. It's irrelevant. What I'm saying is older generations are always very judgmental and apprehensive to grasp and grab young brewing opportunity because it's unfamiliar. It's uncharted territory to them. That's what we're experiencing here. And I will say that crypto is still in its youth. It's still in its young years. We've been saying that for years, but it is true. Because if crypto is here to stay, and it's here for 50, 100, or hundreds of years, these are the early stages. We have to take advantage of the fact that it's here and not let it scare us. And I'm speaking to myself. I myself am contemplating how I could perhaps gradually pivot some of my traditional efforts into this type of more passive efforts. And again, like I said, I've tasted it. the land wasn't the only digital currency that I've purchased that was an asset. I've purchased dozens of cryptos, traded, flipped. I just haven't done it with very high volume because I don't have the access to those types of funds. And I have that mindset, that traditional mindset, like, let me just keep all of my eggs in this side of the realm because I have full control over it. Let me invest in my business, get more clients, right? It's a comfort zone. We have to allow ourselves to test the waters, taste the sweetness of the other side. And if we would have done so last time I had this conversation, before that last crash, and you would have put that money in, I wouldn't have to convince you now. So this is going to happen again. It's up now. It's going to crash. Don't say, oh, I told you. When it crashes, that's what the market does. Purchase. You don't have to purchase instantly. You could wait a month or two or three because you see how much time passes in between. Many months, even in 1, 2, 3 years could go by in between. Just put some savings in there, wait, and have a ton of patience and wait for it to go back up, and it will. In any event, it is fascinating to think about the sociology and psychology of that phenomenon in and of itself. The notion that we work so hard, it's a disruption. It's no different than, for example, I want to give you an example of what I mean by this traditional mindset, and then something comes along and it's completely outside of what we know, but it works. Take Uber, the whole gig market in general, which has revolutionized the entire world in the past 5 to 10 years. If I came to you 20 years ago and I said, how can we completely revolutionize the taxi industry, the transportation industry, say before we understood applications and gig and all that, your typical person would not be able to even theorize an effective way to do so. Because what do you mean? You have to have a physical car. You have to pick up a person. You have to drop them off. How can it be disrupted? Along comes Uber and turns rideshare into an app. Now, is it true that there are people doing the driving? Absolutely. But the owner of the app and the person doing the driving have no shaykhs. Obviously, in so much as, you know, they have an agreement and whatever, they legally drive for them. But you get what I'm saying? Technology comes along and completely disrupts our entire narrative, if you want to call it, our entire perspective of how things should be done. And that's why I was saying, we think we have to toil 15 hours a day to build a business, to make money, to build a foundation. Along comes crypto with millions of people, youngsters, who don't know any of that. They just know what they saw on TikTok and Telegram and Reddit and WhatsApp. And they put their $5,000 that they saved up from all of their birthdays and their wedding and this, whatever. They put it in. It turned into 15. A year or two later, these are millionaires. They've never worked a day in their life. They don't even know of our story that we told ourselves. So technology factually comes along and disrupts things completely and utterly. That's what I think crypto has essentially done. And it's early, and we have an opportunity to get involved, and the level of our involvement is completely up to us.
Leave a like and subscribe.